In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is something profoundly beautiful about the exhortation that St. Paul gives us in our epistle for the second Sunday of Advent. He speaks to the Romans about hope. Romans who are Gentiles and Romans who are Jews, but all of them provided the opportunity to have faith in the power of Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit, that which they seek has now been indeed be fulfilled, has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Patience and comfort grant to you, be of one mind and one towards one another, according to Jesus Christ. He tells them, brethren, live in peace. But the call to peace always is not merely the absence of conflict or resignation to discord, but it is searching for a heart that is in union with the heart of our Lord and Savior. Cor ad cor loquitur, heart speaking to heart, heart seeking heart. Our human hearts replaced, stony and indifferent as oftentimes they are, with the sacred heart of our Lord, with an appeal always to the immaculate heart of our Blessed Mother. It is for this reason that we are then called, as St. Paul does for the Romans, to a life of hope. Because what is engendered in us is precisely what that virtue calls for, and that is confidence that the promises that God has fulfilled in Christ will indeed be fulfilled in me. And so what does our Advent season do for us? It begins to move us not only toward a continuous contemplation of the end times, but also reminding us that that contemplation of the end times and our place there with God by His grace, if we so cooperate with Him, is inextricably connected to when the Lord broke on into history and transformed it once and for all. Reflecting then on what has happened is not a static reality, but is alive and vibrant in our lives, and to call to mind all the beautiful panoply that oftentimes is only associated with the Christmas season, but also in a way is part of our Advent journey. The Lord in the manger, the proclamation of the angels that good news has come, the work of shepherds to share this good news, and of course, the work of Our Lady and the beloved Saint Joseph being the caretakers, the guardians of the greatest gift that God has bestowed upon mankind, is not just merely a nostalgic reflection on a beautiful tableau of the Holy Family, but an exhortation to call to mind that this child born of the Virgin Mary is indeed the incarnation of hope itself. There's no longer any reason to doubt anything about what God has promised His people. From that pledge to Abraham that descendants would be as numerous as the stars, or that gift to David that there will be a king upon this throne for all eternity, that now has been fulfilled in this babe in the arms of his mother. And as much as maybe our eyes cannot fully comprehend what it is that we see, we are required nonetheless to see with the eyes of faith, and let that faith, which is a clinging willingly to God, give us the strength and the courage that we need to be men and women of hope. I think in this day and age in which we find ourselves, this may be the greatest virtue with which modern man struggles. He spends an inordinate amount of time trying to craft and create a world that is free from any type of strife or struggle, whether it be in body, mind, or spirit, to minimize or to empty the content of the cross so that there would be no need for a cross, no need for suffering, no need for sacrifice. But as a consequence, as he attempts to do so, all he does is mire himself more in this world, which leaves him feeling wanting, knowing that he needs something, someone. But the very someone that he needs, he refuses to accept, and instead finds himself more and more despairing of the realities of the things of this world, because he's looking among men for answers that only God can provide. We know this to be true. We see the world on this treadmill of insanity, seeking again and again to find ways to fulfill itself, when only true fulfillment can come in the Lord. And yet, in truth, brothers and sisters, we fall into the same trap, somehow attempting to build, even within the life of the church herself, an edifice independent of the building that cares for us, of the mother that nurtures and sustains us, seeking some type degree of safety for ourselves instead of actually relying upon the Lord. And so the church speaks to us of hope and confidence, not in ourselves, not in anything that we do, but a confidence that comes in a Lord who fulfills his promises to us. Satan is the author of lies. Any following after him will only lead us more deeply into the darkness that lies create. But our Lord is the light that dispels this darkness, and he provides us a peace of soul that is not born of resignation or defeat or compromise, but rather it is born in the victory of the Lord upon the cross and the hope that is engendered by having faith in what it is that he accomplishes for us. This is what then needs to happen to us as we continue our Advent journey, to trust precisely in the Lord and what it is that he has accomplished, to prepare ourselves for his coming at the end of time, and to rejoice in the Lord having come in time in history. Of course, in our Gospel from St. Matthew, we are introduced into one of the great characters who are our constant companions in our Advent journey. John the Baptist, this powerful figure who proclaims without any concern to himself the glory of the one to come after him, who questions what it is that they have come to find, or the Lord rather, questions what it is they went to see when they went to see John. The Lord tells him, you saw a prophet. You engaged the one who comes before me, the one who has come to prepare the way for hope itself, which is me. John the Baptist is one of our constant companions precisely because he understands truly his place in the world in relationship with the Lord, and doesn't feel that that place, which of course is secondary for all of us as it is for him, a place where we are unworthy to even stoop low to tie the strap upon his sandal, still nevertheless provides us with an opportunity to courageously proclaim who he is to the whole world. Nothing need be lost in God. Everything can indeed be gained. And what is gained for us is that life of hope in the Lord, living in the promises fulfilled, and finding the peace that allows us precisely the strength we need to witness to this. As St. John Paul II was so famously called a witness to hope, so too we need to be the same. And the best witness we can provide is, again, lives lived in the graces bestowed upon us. But specifically, as we continue our Advent journey, to live lives in confidence with God. Whatever crosses we might be bearing this day, whatever struggles we are being asked to endure. And of course, there always is that psychological tension that comes from the disparity between what we remember fondly of these days leading to Christmas and the Christmas season, and of course, what the reality actually is, oftentimes the difficulty of emptiness and absence of those that we love, strained relationships, several burdens upon burdens that we carry that make it difficult for us to see through the struggles with which we must contend. But the Lord is there, the light to dispel the darkness, to uncloud our minds from the confusion created by the world, to provide solace in the midst of all of those sacrifices and sufferings we find ourselves struggling with. And all that, again, reminding us, because I have fulfilled my promises to you. I have only and always spoken truth to you. You can always have confidence in the things that I say and the things that I do, but just, and maybe most importantly, you can have confidence in who it is that I am. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace, who has come among you, who has chosen to make his dwelling with you, so that that which God promised long ago might come to pass. The word of God spoken becomes flesh and makes his dwelling among us. As we continue our Advent journey, then, let us continue it with a great hope in the Lord. Never allow despair to lead us into darkness or doubt, but instead in that life of faith, clinging tenaciously to the mystery of God and all that the Lord has accomplished, let us realize that out of love for each of us, God desires that all men truly might be saved and come to the knowledge of truth that is Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, who is the incarnation of the hope that leads us on to our Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.